Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests all represent the Healthy Alaskans Coalition. Welcome Dr. John Guyman and Robert Sewell and Luann McVeigh. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Thanks, Shelley.
Delighted.
Robert, let's start with you. Tell me a bit about yourself and your role on this coalition.
Okay. The coalition is a somewhat loose group that's been meeting for a while, pretty much every week, to help, first of all, orient ourselves to this huge topic of healthcare for all Americans. And in that, we've been focused on getting expert opinion from elsewhere, and we're delighted today to have the good doctor with us. I'm just another one of the volunteers.
And Luann, how about yourself? What's your role in the coalition?
I've been involved as a member, and as a retired teacher, I don't have a lot of expertise in the health field, but I take a lot of notes, so I take notes and remind people of what we said we were going to do.
Very important job.
Thanks.
Dr. Guyman, welcome to Juno. You're here as a guest speaker.
Yes.
And you'll be giving a talk this week on the topic of healthcare reform, as Robert mentioned. Would you please introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself for our listeners.
Well, I've been in medicine for just about 60 years. I graduated from University of California, San Francisco Medical School in 1960. I always wanted to be a family doctor. I trained 3 years at LA County as an intern, and then 2 years in a general practice residency in Sonoma County, California. And then went into practice in Mount Shasta, California, at the foot of 14,000-foot mountain and a logging town, and enjoyed that immensely. Did that 6 years, and then into teaching for about 20, including the last 14 as chair of family medicine at University of Washington, Seattle, during which time we had a lot of activity since 1970 with the WAMI program, Washington, Alaska, Montana, Idaho, which today is double WAMI with Wyoming too. So, and then after chairing the department in the 1990, I returned to family practice in rural San Juan Islands, Friday Harbor, town of 2,500, just like Mount Shasta had been in the 60s, and sense of community is what I always aimed for. And so practiced there 7 years and stopped in 1997, and I spent full time on research and writing on the whole healthcare system, which I think needs major reform. For over 20 years, 25, I've been an advocate for national health insurance, and we can come back to that, and was president of Physicians for a National Health Program in the early 2000s for a couple of years. That's a national organization of some 20,000 physicians around the country who are advocates for national health insurance, now under the name of Medicare for All. Mm-hmm. And we can come back to any bit of that. Anyhow.
Well, I would like to ask, what or when in your personal experience did you start to focus on this topic of healthcare reform, or think about it, or come up with some, I don't know, just notice some problems and think about solutions?
Well, I was in practice again in Mount Shasta in 65 when Medicare was passed, as well as Medicaid. And I can tell you that it was seamless, the start of Medicare. People would come in with their card, and our first question was always, how can I help you today? Today, the first question is, what's your insurance? Mm-hmm. And and the more I saw about our healthcare system, and the more unfair it got, and the more unequal it got, the more I became Oh, for full disclosure, I've got to say, I grew up in a Republican family, and I voted on that side till about 20 plus years ago. But that's just full disclosure. I'm not there anymore, and I'm for real reform, and what I'll be talking about tomorrow and the next day is there are three major reform efforts among the possibilities, and I'll go through those. But as you may guess, I come down on the side that the GOP doesn't have a plan. They talk about maybe one, but they haven't released it yet. And if we say that what the last 20 years they've been suggesting, we know it doesn't work. So there's that one. And then there's the build a little bit on the Affordable Care Act, and it'll make everything just fine. And I can dispel that too, because I come down on Medicare for All, and that's what I work on. And there's so much disinformation going on right now in the political debate, it's hard to know what we're talking about. But that's what we'll do here in the next couple of days. Anyhow, maybe that's enough for right now.
Yeah, actually, I want to ask Robert a question. Robert, what are some of the reasons that the Healthy Alaskans Coalition supports or promotes healthcare reform?
Some folks work in the healthcare system. I work in public health and have for some years. Others are consumers who have gotten the brunt of being excluded from benefits that they might have benefited from. The reason the Healthy Alaskans exist is because I think some of the message that Doctor has just given us, which is that there are so many astonishing gaps in the service system that I think some of us are moved by compassion and sometimes by perceptions of expense. There's a lot of worry that we're now spending a lot more on per capita on healthcare than we should, and that does occur in other nations. My wife is a Spaniard, dual citizen, and the level of cost from pretty much any procedure you can think of is shockingly different. And so they basically have universal healthcare coverage as well as community health centers such as we do. And it's more humane. It's a less expensive way. If somebody is not covered and they end up in the ER in Bartlett, the cost, which may end up being bad debt, is handed off to the rest of us in their billing practices. Mm. And even then, many of these small hospitals in rural America are struggling.
Luann, anything to add?
I think there are folks in our coalition who feel very thankful that they are connected with a spouse, for example, who has benefits from their job, and others of us who feel appreciative of having state retirement so that it covers our health plans. But we worry about those who don't. We are also very concerned about the changes that have happened with Governor Dunleavy's, for example, raising the cost of the Pioneer homes here in our state. And so we're worried about what happens to the older people who are in there. How are they going to afford to stay there? And also, how are the rest of us who might eventually need to use that facility going to be able to afford to be there ourselves? So all of those reasons, everyone is worried.
Doctor?
I'd like to add on to two points here. On the cost issue, most people aren't aware of how incredibly high and unaffordable the costs of healthcare are now. It's the average family of four will spend $28,000 a year for health insurance and care. And the median income in a U.S. household is about $60,000, so that doesn't compute.
Mm-hmm.
And then briefly rural health care, and we talked a little bit about this earlier, Robert, is especially hard hit these days. Rural hospitals are closing at a rapid pace. There's not as much safety net in rural areas now as there might be in other parts of the country. So just to highlight those two areas.
Well, I'm sure your talk is going to be very interesting. I think we could spend the whole hour discussing healthcare reform and the current state of healthcare now. And I know the subheading of the talk tomorrow is where are we now and what are our options? Common sense healthcare reform with Dr. Guymon, who's in the studio today. Tomorrow night is the talk, Wednesday, October 23rd, 5:30 p.m., right here in the KTOO studio, downstairs in the TV studio. Robert, where can we find out more information about the talk or Healthy Alaskans and your work?
Mm-hmm. If you use Facebook, we have a Facebook page. We encourage people to click onto it. There will be, after this talk, a question and answer period, kind of a snacks and so on drop in. I wanted to emphasize that this is co-sponsored not just by our coalition, but also through the good works of the League of Women Voters. And that is also true for Doctor's presentation to the Chamber of Commerce on Thursday. And then we have a meeting that anyone can come to at the downtown public library. Isn't that at 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
Yes.
On Thursday.
On Thursday. So there are some other venues. We would love to meet people. There'll be a range of materials that are both free and also books that can be purchased through the works of Hearthside Books. I'll have some materials there. That's a place to start.
That's great. I hope you have a wonderful turnout for the talk. I hope you get some people talking and thinking and maybe even change some minds out there. Thanks, everybody, for being here today. And Dr. Guymon, welcome to Alaska.
Thank you.
Have a lovely
Glad
evening
to be here.
Tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks so much, Shelley.
Thanks. Bye.